In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to our good friend, Ryan Clark of the Oregonian. Covers the Beavs, and man, this guy, first off, let's give him a round of applause for camping out at the Portland airport getting a look at a vegan walking off a plane. Everybody said, wait, he's flying commercial? That's how they're doing their coaching search? And that became a side story. But now Oregon State has made their hire, and Ryan Clark joining us to talk about that in the press conference today down in Corvallis, at Ryan T. Clark on Twitter. You go give him a follow. Ryan, good morning to you. Jamarcus Shepherd in town. What are the vibes like down in Corvallis? Everybody feeling pretty good about this one?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excitement. You know, I won't be getting a police escort down there. I'll be driving myself on I-5. I will tell you though, Dirt, that we did at the Rose Bowl last year. We did get a police escort.
It's awesome, is it not? Is it not the coolest thing ever when you get in a police escort?
It was, and it happened exactly as you described it. People thought we were the team. They were waving. They were excited, and then we get off, and it is a bunch of fat white guys who are there to cover the game.
This guy's not a Division I athlete. What the hell's happening here? What is there any chance that this doesn't go down as a successful day? Like, coaches often win the press conference unless you're like Adam Gase and your eyes are going sideways and everybody thinks you're on drugs. He seems like a good motivator. It seems like this is going to be a home run day for him in day one.
Yeah, they have it set up to be that way. I mean, this is a guy that you hire for one of those specific reasons. Like, he's a guy that's extremely intelligent, and you know, a guy that speaks with a lot of passion, speaks at length, is a motivator, like you said, and those type of dudes typically are big winners at press conferences. They already are teasing the videos of him in the team meetings, and we're going to probably see a lot of that on social media over the next year of Shep. So he's a guy that wins the press conference for you, and with all the vibes being where they were for Oregon State this year, for the average fan, that's going to be a jolt of positive energy.
You wrote a good piece on the assistants. Now they got to go through the staff. He's of course going to bring some people over with him from Alabama that he has a good relationship with. Your piece on OregonLive.com is great on the update with some of the staff changes he is going to make, and obviously he's got a lot of inroads to make there. I've been very critical of Barnes multiple times on this show. I do want to ask, though, the process. How much do we know about what went into this? When I saw Vegan sign the extension, I'm like, did we just get burned and turned down by an FCS guy to stay at the FCS? Maybe they had Shepherd all along. I don't know if we'll ever find out the truth of that. But what do we know about the process of identifying Jamarcus Shepherd? How much was maybe a firm with the committee, with Barnes? Do you know some of that intel of how they came to the conclusion Jamarcus Shepherd, the right guy?
Yeah, speaking to Mike Riley, who obviously the legendary Oregon State coach who served on the hiring committee, it wasn't just a committee for show. They genuinely took that group's opinion into account. Obviously, it came down to Barnes in the end. And from the beginning, Mike Riley and all the folks involved in the committee were thoroughly impressed with Jamarcus, not only his ability to speak and articulate his vision for the program in such a way that was compelling, but that he was extremely prepared for this job. He's been part of the Kalen DeBoer coaching tree for the better part of the last couple of years at Washington and Alabama. He understands what it takes to be part of a winning program and find a way to reset a program like Oregon State that is in this sort of precarious position. And, you know, he's curious. He's asking them questions. He's trying to figure out the lay of the land in such a way where he isn't coming in here thinking day one, we're going to go and compete for a national championship and having these sort of blind visions of grandeur. He's coming in with pragmatism and a real expectation for being able to turn this program around quickly, but knowing the limitations that are in place. And that stood out in the process. And as far as how it came down to, you know, between him and Vegan, we don't quite know where that stood in the end. Obviously, as has been reported, one of the sticking points for Vegan the last two times he's been close to a job out west, both here in Washington State, was wanting to be able to coach Montana State through the playoffs. That had been reported as something that Oregon State wasn't particularly comfortable with, and I've heard the same thing. Shepherd is going to get a chance to still work with the Crimson Tide through the SEC championship game this week, which is a nice thing for him to be able to do. But after that, the understanding is that he's diving full into this Oregon State job.
Interesting. Which, yeah, that was one of the bigger questions I think a lot of people had when the hire was made.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Clark is our guest at Ryan T. Clark on Twitter, covering Oregon State for the Oregonian, good friend of the program. And Jamarcus Shepherd is getting introduced in Corvallis today at a press conference at noon. I'm curious, Ryan, like, what do we know about his offensive chops? Because I see labels of coaches and what their duties are, but we're never not quite sure what it means behind the scenes, right? Like, you look at Alabama, he's their wide receiver coach. He's also their assistant head coach and co-offensive coordinator. Are those nice titles for pay raises? Like, what do we know about his responsibility? Because, I mean, think of Kalen DeBoer. We think he's an offensive mind. Ryan Grubb is his right-hand man who's been with him essentially every year of his career outside of last year when he was with the Seahawks for one season. So do we know, like, what his responsibility was from an X's and O's standpoint and what that will look like potentially going forward as a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, his responsibilities were more positional than Grubb. Grubb obviously was the guy that called the plays. He is, as you said, the right-hand man for DeBoer, but he was involved heavily in the offense, not in terms of calling plays, but in terms of coaching specifics with players, particularly the wide receivers. The motivation aspect is a real thing. It's not just, you know, just talking just to talk. Guys do listen to that, and it does impact their level of play. Understanding those little knobs you have to turn to get guys motivated. He has an understanding of this DeBoer system as well, and has been part of those conversations of how best to tweak their offense over the years. They've leaned on the pass game when they need to, but it's a very balanced offense that you know, has been highly successful at Washington. You had Michael Penix and that stable of wide receivers. Romo Dunze was an incredible talent that Shep coached up there. And now you've got Ryan Williams and company down in Alabama. You know, of course, Williams put up a goose egg in their last game, and that had some Oregon State fans thinking, oh, well, there's a guy we can go get in the transfer portal.
Hey, bring him home, baby.
Good luck with that. Might be spending the whole budget on that guy. But yeah. But in general, I think his ability to coach up individual guys and lean on people who know what they're doing. He's got Mitch Dolin, a young guy, coming in as his OC, is what I've been told at this point. That guy's from Oregon. His dad, Chris, played for Oregon State in the 1980s, mm-hmm. so the local connection is there. And he's someone that comes from the sort of grub tree of offensive minds, and a young guy that I think that they're going to be excited about if he ends up in that position.
It's been well documented, the blueprint NIL situation that was, you know, it's still kind of ongoing, right? Like that whole thing was a little bit of a disaster and a bad PR day for Oregon State, and has continued to be. The only thing I'm curious about with Shepherd, and I don't think he'd be able to answer this. It's more of, we kind of have to play it out. I'm fascinated, Ryan, to see how this is going to all shake out with what their budget actually is with the NIL, the portal, the recruiting, versus this dude's coming from UW and Alabama. This guy didn't step into a living room and go, well, you know, there's only so many things I can promise financially here. He walked into every living room and was basically like, what do you need? What do you want? What are we aiming for here? I'm curious to see how he's going to adjust to an Alabama budget as a positional coach, to what you think this is internally and structurally, now that he's the head guy, to try to get the recruiting class, hit the portal for the right guys. It's a fascinating thing for me. Where do you think this sits right now for Oregon State in terms of how they're going to budget everything for him to try to turn this thing around ASAP?
Yeah, I think it's certainly a challenge that he hasn't had to face before, both being a head coach, obviously, and navigating the limitations that come with being at a G5 school like Oregon State. You know, Scott Barnes talks a lot about them being the best job in the Pac-12, and it having the most resources in the Pac-12, and that could very well be true. But who are you necessarily trying to compete with on that front, on the recruiting front? How are other G5 schools picking up their end and catching up to you in that department? You got to avoid those type of situations. Jamarcus Shepherd has two things on his side. One, he is somebody that's going to drive a lot of enthusiasm in donors, whether it's individuals, you know, working class folks who decide to give money to revenue share, or some people behind the scenes who've got a lot more cash to spend that, you know, Oregon State is starting to draw some more money from. You look at the last quarter of money raised, they announced $11.3 million, I think it was, raised for athletics, which is great, and we don't know how much of that's going to go to rev share, but that's a good sign in general. So he's got that, and the fact that he's bringing in a general manager, and he pushed for this during the hiring process. Iran Hodges, the associate director of player personnel at Alabama, super experienced guy, you know, worked at programs like Texas Tech, Ohio State. His LinkedIn says that he's a college football recruiting and roster strategist, which mm-hmm. however you believe in, you know, what people advertise themselves as on LinkedIn, it is exactly the type of person that Oregon State needs in this moment. Is somebody who is a really good talent evaluator and somebody that can get those deals done so that Jamarcus can focus on the X's and O's.
Hold on. Dirt, Ryan, can you guys – so general managers are important to college football.
I believe that is the lesson. The general managers are necessary in modern college football.
Okay, because I thought the guy that hired this guy told me that it wasn't.
You know who found Will Stein, who is now the head coach, going to be the head coach at Kentucky? Oregon's general manager.
What?
He was friends with Marshall Malchow.
Oh, how about that?
How about that? Interesting. Yeah, interesting. Last one for you, Ryan, as you get ready to go down to Corvallis today. Excited to hear it and kind of, you know, just get a taste of what Jamarcus Shepherd sounds like and what he has to say for his vision. Is there anything else you're curious to learn about that we haven't asked about? Like anything else on your notebook that you're like, I'm curious how he's going to handle this or answer that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of motivational speaking and a lot of lofty goals and stuff. Nothing, I think, unrealistic by way of how Shepherd's going to talk today. But I am curious, you know, how he views the opportunity to go into the new Pac-12 and be a leader, because this is a program that, while it is in the down in the dumps right now and is in a really bad spot, I think has the expectation that it's going into next season with an opportunity to be a leader in that conference. And how is that going to happen specifically? What does he want the roster to look like? What does he envision the culture around the program looking like? All of those things that sound like cliches and sort of superlative, hearing those directly from him when there's been a lot of talk generally about what it might look like, I think it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, big day down in Corvallis. Excited to read the write-up on it later today. Jamarcus Shepherd getting introduced as the new head coach of Oregon State at 12 o'clock today. Ryan Clark covers the program. He'll be down there for the press conference. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Ryan T. Clark. Check out all of his great work at OregonLive.com. Travel safe without the police escort. Don't disappoint anybody when you get out of your car. And we'll catch up again soon. Thanks as always, Ryan.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks again.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.